Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Everyone, and welcome to Nightlight. That was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk, inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and hopefully wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. We all go by different titles, names. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, empaths, journeyers, journeymen, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, and well, that list, it goes on and on and on. It is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all, in our own very individual ways, bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening and shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call evolution, slash creation, slash ascension, slash whatever you want to call it. So sit back, take a break, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie and Neil and Kristen, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number's 347-857-2139. Jeannie is in the chat room, and she can answer any questions that you may have as to your place in the queue and so on and so forth. I don't multitask well, so please don't IM me, but Jeannie is the co-host, and she can answer just about anything. She doesn't always have the answers, but she always has opinions, so it can be very interesting if you put a question to her. Ken Quiet Hawk can be found at nativestorytellers.com if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. I'm at barbaradelong.com, and our special guests tonight are at neilbakerpsychic.com. I had the pleasure of talking with Neil and Kristen on Tuesday and found that their work is amazing. It is fascinating, and I always love to find people who have a different way of opening portals to information, who have their own unique style in finding information about people. They are both psychic, and I really think that we need to redefine all of our terms, because psychic and medium and channel don't have the same impact and meaning that once they did. But they are obviously on a spiritual journey. or journeys. They obviously have dedicated their lives to helping humanity in their own unique ways and to touching into, you know, people's information and bringing it into this reality to help them to better steer their passage through whatever the universe has in store for them or that they have actually signed on to bring into this lifetime. Neil has been in this field working, well, he's been in this field since he was a very young child, and he has developed and evolved into his own techniques. He's written several novels. He and Kristen are currently working on a book that they are going to have published very, very shortly. And there is a wonderful energy about them. They are definitely partners. They do share in the process, though you will notice that Neil sort of takes the lead. Kristen absolutely has amazing sensitive input into everything that they do together, which is wonderful because you have two levels of energy, a male and a female, a female and a masculine, and because the two work so wonderfully well and they are so synchronistic in what they do, the information you get is profoundly, profoundly fascinating. I found it very, very interesting when they shared their talents with me on Tuesday, and I'm glad to see that there are a number of people that are just as curious as I was. I'm going to bring them on. Hi, Neil and Kristen. How are you doing today?
Hi, Barbara. We're doing well.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, well, I've got bleak and rainy weather, but then I'm in the Northeast where it's often that way. You, of course, are in California, so I don't even want to hear about your sunshine and warm weather.
But I have to admit I'm jealous of you. I love the rain. I really love the rain. I like cold weather. I'm a winter fall person. So you've got it made, in my opinion.
Oh, I do. I have the seasons. I absolutely have the seasons. But, you know, there are moments when you tend to forget how beautiful they are and just really, really, you know, want to turn an electric blanket up another notch and kind of nestle in and hibernate like bears do. I want to give a very brief explanation of what you guys do for the numbers of people that are already in line waiting for you, and I will assume that there will be more as soon as you get going. I'm going to be the funnel today. I am going to, you know, give you the platform and just sort of help people kind of get in and get out with you because, frankly, I think what you do is so unique and so cool. I want as many people as possible to experience it. You used my birth date in order to gather some information on me or channel or as much as I could understand what you were doing. Clearly, you were using the numbers of my birth date to open a portal to spiritual information, which I found fascinating. And it wasn't your normal day-to-day type reading. It was something that gave me information to work with in order to facilitate my journey and do my work, whatever that is. So you want to explain a little bit about how you do that or how you came about this process?
Well, birth date is essentially, we have our birth dates, of course, and that identifies the time, the month, the year we were born. There are also codes. A birth date is a code. And the code carries in it our past lives, our present life, and our future agendas. So that's first of all. So when I look at a birth date, I just don't derive the numbers and add them up in typical numerical fashion as one would do under the heading of numerology, where you get a compounded number and that's resorted to what's called a master number. I go deeper than that. I take the master number, and indeed a master number can have a general profile, like a readout, but that can be misleading. Indeed, you are a master number, but what about the individual numbers of the birth date that make up the master number? What about the karmic side of a birth date and the transcendent side, the way the numbers start to breathe and become information for you, how they're related to chakras and the realms of the astral realm, and how they're proportionate to your past life journey and what you're working on. That's all embedded in the birth date. What's about your present moment? What's going to happen in your present environment? And what indeed are you working on that's going to lead to your transcendence or your future, both on the planet and off the planet? All of that is embedded in the birth date, as well as what the individual journeys have been between your lifetimes.
A lot of information. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to point out something else that Neil looks at in the birth dates is the numbers, the divisions of numbers. So the numbers between
the numbers.
The numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a policy here, and because I don't pay my co-host much money at all. Actually, I don't pay her anything. she is. I keep saying I'm going to have to, raise her salary or something, and the reality is, she doesn't get any salary. I usually, when we have someone new on, I usually let her be the first guinea pig so people can hear how you do your work and make their choice decision thought if this is something they want to experience. And usually, it's kind of like we throw Jeannie under the bus because she can take just about anything. And I'm going to pull her on. Hi, Jeannie. You're on. How are you? I know how you're doing. You're on
I'm
with
doing
Neil.
Well, yes.
Okay, you're on with Neil and Kristen, and it's all yours, guys.
Hi, Neil.
Okay, hi,
Kristen.
Hi, Jeannie. So we're going to need to get the spelling, first of all, of your name, Jeannie.
The spelling of my name is J-E-A-N.
So it's Jean, not Jeannie.
My name is actually Jean, yes.
Jean, but you go by Jeannie, so how would you spell that?
J-E-A-N-N-I-E.
Okay, double N-I-E. And Jeannie, what is your birth date, please?
3/26/1955.
All righty. Okay, do you have a specific question in mind, or do you want Neil to just kind of do a general?
I would like for Neil to do general.
All right. And Barbara, you can just give us a nudge when you're ready for us to move on, okay?
I'll clear my throat.
All righty.
Well, Jean, by master number, your master number is 4. Now, that means that your life goes in increments of 4 from birth to death. However, your karmic number that makes up that 4 is 31. Now, that's not divisible by 4. 32
really?
Would be at 31. So at 31... in addition to your life going in increments of 4 throughout your life, you also have multiples of 4 that go on from the age of 31 forward in time. So you actually have 2 sets of 4 energies that are going on. 4, of course, is related to the heart chakra, so there's a heart element in there, meaning that you're basically a person. You may be tough around the edges, and you may have a tough essence about you, but your heart is a bleeding heart. It's a careful heart. It's a caring heart, a compassionate
heart. Don't tell everybody.
Only okay. Our audience. And you're in charge of who can hear that one. Now, Jeannie, I mean, you remind me of the kind of the pioneer woman that can be very tough, but very soft and very fair. And has a good ear, can listen, can figure things out. So there is that degree in you that might have been some kind of past life energy of balance. Maybe in a past life you helped to balance opposing forces. And that's one thing. Number two, you had a karmic energy at 31, which means that 1986, throughout that year, there would have been a change in your life. There might have been a change in the element of relationship agendas. So at the age of 31, do you recall in 1986 any great changes in your life?
Yeah, I had my youngest son, which changed my life a lot.
Which changed your life a lot. So yes, the youngest son is part of the is the second chakra, the relationship realm. And indeed, at the age of 31, you're having that second child, which is the child that blends from past life connections to your transcendent energy. So that child, actually, you're bringing in from a past life, in addition to your former child. But yet,
well,
this
he
child
was my third
on,
child.
Oh, then you're. Oh, I thought you. Okay, your third child. It doesn't matter. You had one or two. It's okay. I thought you said
okay.
Your second child, but that's fine. So by the third child, that's it. So the two previous were purely karmic children you had from a past life. The one, the third one, would have been your child from past life slash transcendent kind of higher energy. So that child you brought in for a higher advancement as well. Now,
you ain't kidding.
I'm sorry?
I said you're not kidding.
Oh, okay.
I understand what you're saying.
You understand it. Now,
oh, yes.
You also have a drama about there could be divorce or separation, unfortunately, in your life. Were you divorced ever?
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I don't know you. This is a cold reading, but it's a psychic reading. So
yes.
The divorce is part of the journey of your life. It's part of the agenda that where you two come together to meet, to have children, because that's the karmic connotation too, that it's just not. Some people meet as, you know, and they get married and they have a karma, but the karma is not deep enough to produce children. So there's a kind of a clean break, more of a clean break. Others have children and it becomes more convoluted and a little bit more problematic. And so that was your case. You had a deep connection to this individual where you both had to come back and produce children, and therefore it was a little bit more complicated. But that is part of the agenda too. Then you had a certain break, Jeannie, a certain awakening, which became, I don't know of it, you know, it rises to chakra number 5, which is going to be expression, which means that there was a certain element that might have been where your expression exploded and you went to a different form of expressing yourself that was a little bit more out there. Sometimes people do this. They have writing abilities, speaking abilities. Indeed, they might have done some writing assignments or they're skilled in that area. But there might be something in the background. If it's not in this lifetime, there was certainly, I think, something in the background according to you and a newspaper or journalism of some kind. In this lifetime, any writing or speaking interests on your part?
I'm not very good at. I'm good at talking, but not speaking, and I don't write very well. No, I more gravitate towards riding horses.
Riding horses. Okay, that's fine, but. Was there anybody in your immediate past family in this lifetime that had any such qualities with writing with a W?
With a W.
Yeah, I mean not with a W. I mean writing, not riding horses with an R, but writing.
Oh yeah, writing.
As a W.
Yes, I have a cousin that wrote for the newspaper. Was a journal wrote for the newspaper for 25 years.
Yeah,
and he's written a couple of self-published books.
Yes. So I mentioned newspaper and journalism before, you see. So in your reading, Jean, I'm absorbing the area of your family where I'm getting an impression of newspaper and journalism. And I knew that it wasn't going to be attached to you. It would be kind of go out there somewhere in your family zone, and then, boom, there it would be. That's called tribal energy. So in other words, Jean, you're not all of us always come back to the same tribe of our family. You know, people Chinese and people who are French or German, of course, they're not going to have the same bloodline. They have sometimes come into the earth with separate bloodlines, and so therefore we have a great diversity of interests in our life. That's why some people who are strictly American go, wow, I'm so connected to France, I don't know why. Well, it's because of a past life journey. Now, in this regard, we have a sign that you have a different kind of connection, so you have a kind of a tribal connection with your cousin in terms of the newspaper. I know we kind of got to move on because it can go into great depth, these writings, but at least these readings, but at least we got a briefing here. You can ask me any questions you want, and I want to make sure that I'm in sync with Barbara and we've got everything moving along as we should.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will ask you briefly about my youngest son. You said that this was a past life connection, and we're both here to learn. And you said the number 31. So 31 and 31 is 62. So I would look for another change in this relationship at the age of 62.
No. The to move over to your son, your third son, third child, we'd have to get his birth date and start to work out that numerical code and commingle it with your birth date. It would take a little bit more time, and I'm not sure we have enough time
I was just asking if you said every 4 years there was a change, and I just wondered if there was the same with the 31.
No. The 31 is your own karmic number. 4 is your master number. That's different from
okay, I got
your
it.
Diet. Yeah.
I got it. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And
you have
a lot of people to read.
He does. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
She has to be the very, 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 very best co-host around. Okay, we've got Chris next. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Neil and Kristen. How are you?
Hi, good. Chris, what's the spelling of your name, please?
My name is Kristen also, but I just go by Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
C-H-R-I-S. Okay. And Chris, where are you calling from? What's your birth date, please?
Calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, 12-14-65.
12-14-65. Okay. And what's your question, Chris?
I wouldn't mind just general, but if there's anything that is there that would help along the lines of career or, you know, that kind of thing, that would be great.
Okay.
Well, you're 48 years old, Chris.
Oh,
you're
my
compounded.
God. Thanks for telling everybody that, eh?
Thanks for telling everybody. Well, they know simple math. They're going to figure it out from 1965. But always proclaim your age. An age is
indeed
an energy field.
Yeah.
And your age of 48 is the equation of heart and transcendence. Eight is a transcendent number. 4 is a heart number. Now, that's just your age, which means that you're on the cusp of changing something in terms of career. Now, your master number is 2, based upon a 29-11-2, basically this hardship and relationship in that category. So you've certainly had your history of turmoil in relationships,
right,
and rocky relationships. And there might have been some drama in your life, to where you can look at your life and look back and go, man, there's been more drama than peace. There's been a lot of turmoil that I've gotten through, and here I'm still standing. So I must be a pretty tough cookie here to have gone through what I've gone through and still feel myself vibrant, strong. There might have been some social adjustment issues and things like that, awkward stages that you went through, that kind of thing. But you have a sharp mind, Chris. That's the thing. You have a very sharp mind, and you have a sense of spiritual sensitivity. So you do care. You don't just care about yourself. You care about the planet. You care about others. You care about that in this lifetime that you're here to just not be about you, but what you can do also for others. So there's a caring energy in your attitude as much as there's an intensity and a variety in the way that you put your energy out. So there is a little bit of drama behind some of those things. Now, are you at all skilled in programming or internet or the media or anything like that?
Some might say yes. I pick it up. I have no formal training, but yes.
Uh-huh. So in your, you know, in this, and a person like you, Chris, is best self-promotion. So self-employed. Have you been interested in being self-employed?
I think that's about the only way I can go now. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's right along the right track for me.
Yeah. So I predict that your pursuit, it's going to be an exciting one, that your pursuit of being self-employed is still forthcoming. So you're about to branch into that area. Also, what's beautiful about your energy, Chris, is that you have a richness of color, a richness of art, a richness kind of doing things on an artistic visual level. Now, have you ever decided to do anything on a visual artistic level?
No. Such as, like, I can't draw a straight line, so art is out for me.
Yeah. Well, have there been any artists in your family, anyone talented with paint or drawing, anywhere in your family?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Well, that energy you have deep in your core, so even though you can't draw a line, it's somehow trying to rebirth through you. That doesn't mean that, I'm not suggesting you're going to be self-employed artist, but
right.
This energy is somewhat being pushed out through you. I'm also seeing two individuals beneath you. Do you have any children?
I had one baby I gave up for adoption at birth.
So you had one baby you gave up for adoption at birth, and forgive me, were there any stillbirths, abortions, anything else?
No.
No.
No, it
so
only took
one...
once before I figured out what caused that and put a stop to it.
I see. And do you have any siblings?
I have a brother.
Okay, so the brother one and the offspring that you gave up for adoption are the two people around you, aside from your parents, which would be naturally logical, that I'm seeing around you. Was your brother, to your knowledge, in any kind of accident in his life, any car accidents, any accidents that you could speak
no.
of?
That was me, but no, not
that,
not
okay,
him.
Okay,
not...
I'm getting the vibration of an accident.
Yeah.
So don't worry. I'm linking you to just two other people. I might get a little bit of a tweak there about adjusting my accuracy. So you were in the accident. Was that the car accident?
Yes.
Yeah. And did that car accident stop your life for a while and you had to really regroup?
Radically changed my life and my career, yes.
Yeah. So I'm picking up the car accident from you, which is moving and vibrating as I'm connecting to you on the air today. And that car accident was actually, what's interesting, Chris, is that it was at a point in time in a life, in a past life, you died then.
Ah.
In this lifetime, it resurfaces. You don't die because you're just picking up on the lost episodes and then continuing on. Like it was a serial in progress, like an old TV show. So you in the past life, you died then. In this lifetime, you go through the motion, you don't die, and you pick up to redefine your life.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, I always felt that even, like, I was at the prime, like, I had a beautiful job that paid me out buckets of money, and I was helping people in really meaningful ways. It was just awesome. And it that all went away, and I kind of thought all along, though, that there was had to be a bigger reason for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that was what it was for. Because what the universe, it's like they're saying, okay, Chris, go back, go walk through your karma again, and redefine your life, and make sure that this time, before you leave the planet, you've collected enough resources. And the left energy, you can now can say you did it differently from before. And who gave up smoking? They were smoking
Me.
And then they gave it up. Yeah.
Me.
So I'm giving you a congratulations on that. Because what the universe said was, Chris, was that's good. Because the smoking was linked to a lot of emotional stuff. You gave it up. So you're getting a validation from higher sources today that was part of your journey to let go of things.
I just thought that the other day, too. So that's very cool. That's awesome. Very good. And I'm thinking, just real quick, that the there might be a possibility that the artistic thing will perhaps manifest by way of sort of like, I don't want to say psychic art, you know, but psychic art. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be. And I'm telling you something else. There's something about a recipe, a cooking thing that you do that is intense. I don't know if it's a drink that you spice or something, but it's very intense.
We've got to wrap it up and move on, unfortunately.
All right. No, that's fine. I appreciate that very much. Thanks thanks for your time. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Chris, thank you.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. I hate moving people on like this because, you know, I know you could go on all day, but... there are a lot of people here. Okay, we've got Michelle in Florida. Hi, Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am, Barbara. Oh, hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, is that double L? M-I-C-H-E-L-L?
Yes, M-I-C-H-E.
Okay, what's your birth date, Michelle?
It's 10-17-74.
All righty. A lot of 11s. Coming up in the numbers.
Yeah.
A lot so far. What brings you to the show today, Michelle?
I'd like to know some general information, and I'd like to get some information on my career, too, going on with that.
Okay.
Well, and if you feel anything, Kristen, just speak up. If you want to add something, Kristen sometimes has some wonderful insights, and I just want to make sure that nothing gets... She's often sometimes whispers some wonderful insights to me, so I want to make sure that...
I'm the insight whisperer. okay, so, well...
Well, Michelle, your master number is 3, so that's a fire number. It's the stomach number. It's the triangular number. It's made up of 30, which means that in 2004, there would have been a change in your life around the age of 30, and there could have been a spiritual journey in there, something that made you start to think more about your life and about things in general. It could have been due to a dramatic change in your life that happened, but it started to make your brain turn a little bit from one form of thinking to another. Now, indeed, you're 39, so you're on a multiple of 3 by 13, but 9 years ago, there would have been or should have been an adjustment in your frame of thinking. Was that true?
Yeah. Actually, I changed my job in hopes of advancing my career.
Yeah. So the change comes in terms of your job, which connected to your karma, which it actually elevates it to a higher form of energy. Now, in your family, around your family, just kind of go around and around and around to cousins or anything. Anybody in the nursing field?
No, not that I can think of.
Well, I'm getting a nurse around you, and I don't know why I'm getting a nurse yet. It could be a karmic shadow that I'm looking at. Do you have a sister?
No.
Well, have you ever had a roommate that was a female?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go to the roommate that's a female. I'm somehow reading off her. I don't know why yet, but I'm kind of reading off her energy for some reason. Did you leave that relationship you had with the female roommate? Was there any problematic situation that ever occurred between the two of you?
Yes. I had 2 female roommates. Neither were good.
Yeah. So that energy, what's interesting, Michelle, is that energy comes from a past life.
I'm sorry, I just remembered. Actually, that girl was actually a nursing student. I just remembered that now.
Yeah, correct. That comes from a past life. Thank you. That comes from a past life of the nursing element that's somewhat bizarre, but also significant in the impact of how you meet people and group with them. And there's also a certain level, I don't know if I want to say social worker, but one-on-one interaction. Have you, in a job capacity, ever had to interact or interview or put anybody through written forms that they had to fill out? Did you ever have to do a job like that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm connecting to that zone, and I don't have a lot of time to go into great depth with you, but because I'm making these validations, I'm going to tell you something, Michelle. You're about to make a change. Something's going to occur. A cloud is going to part, and you're going to be making a change. And from that change, you're going to be a little bit of travel. Do you have any immediate plans to travel in any way?
Yes, I want to do a trip to Europe in April.
Yeah, so that trip in Europe in April is going to happen, but it's going to be combined in a very weird way with your job. However, it's like two different fields coming onto one platform, but those two fields are going to meet and join forces, and you're going to have a very impactful journey in Europe because it's going to suddenly throw you into a past life. That would be very significant.
Oh.
There's going to be a lot of romantic energy behind that, but on a very personal level. So I just want to leave you with that before we move on. Did you want to say anything?
No, I'm okay. There's 16 people in the queue, so we've got a big, big, long line.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to move on. And whenever they cue me to end a reading, I've got to stop. So
the only thing that I do want to say is, okay, yes. Michelle, thank you so much. I just want to say that the 11s that are coming up, Jeannie and her karmic energy has an 11, and then, of course, Chris in her, on the transcendent side is an 11. She's 29-11 too, and then we've got the 11 with Michelle. So people often group together with tribal energy, and you'll get similarities in the birth date, similarities in the phone numbers. So that's obviously happening here. And actually, we've got a master number 2, 3, and 4. So we're
yeah, that's right. And of course, if Barbara has something to say, I don't want to feel like, Barbara, if you're listening, or I don't know how this works, but please.
No, I'm here. I'm here. No, this show was, totally to platform you guys. So, I have nothing to prove. Everybody knows I know how to read. So I just want, my audience to kind of find out somebody new who is unique and different. So, show.
Thank you. But just in case, if you want to blend your insights, I would be thrilled. So that's just there.
Okay. Well, no, I do thank you, and, at a time when you don't have this many people waiting, it would be lots of fun. But, this is new for everybody, and everybody wants in. So we're going to try to get as many in as we possibly can.
Okay. Thank you. It was great.
Okay, Doug. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Now. It is phenomenal, the amount of information and the amount of detail that you can get out of a birthday. And I'm sorry to be a slave driver here, but I let Kristen know just how many people were here.
Got it. When you're managing that queue and that list, it's stressful.
No, not really. I got a stopwatch. Literally.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, Kristen's letting me know when the time is up, so we're going to be very sensitive to when I've got to wrap up.
Yeah, and the other thing that I want to let everybody know that I haven't had time to put in the chat room yet, but if you're fascinated with all of this, if you want to go further, you can get a hold of Neil and Kristen at neilbakerpsychic.com, and I will stick it in
Actually,
the chat room
what?
A couple
I'm gonna
of times.
Barbara, I'm going to redirect them. The website is not a good way to get a hold of Neil. His phone number is. We don't even have control over that website. It's a page client made for him. So 562-596-7818 is the phone number, and also Facebook is a good way to get in touch with me. Neil
okay,
does not go online.
Okay, give me the phone number
I'll put
one
it
more
in
time.
It's 562-596-7818, and I'm putting it in chat right now.
Okay,
and
great.
Okay? Those
Alrighty,
links are
well,
underneath that.
Alrighty, well, we've got Celeste in Nevada now. Hi, Celeste, you're on with Neil and Kristen.
Woohoo, thank you, guys.
Hi, Celeste.
My name is spelled C-E-L-E-S-T-E. Do you need my middle and last?
No. Just your birthday, please.
My birthday is February. Well, I'm here in Nevada, but I was born in Florida, in Deland, Florida. And my birthday is February 28th, 1987. And just a general reading, but if you have any hints to life purpose, that would be great. Life, you know, career, whatever.
Well, you know, when we talk about a life purpose, Celeste, we go into two areas. We have our ego life purpose, which is our job and what we do, things like that. And then we have our spiritual life purpose, which is how we are concerned about being human beings, knowing that we're on this planet for a temporary time, knowing that what we're doing, we're building room for other lifetimes, for other journeys, for other places to go that's going to be very exciting to us. So you have to look at it two ways, in my estimation, for you, for all of us, Celeste. We have to look at what we do on the earth as we walk on the earth, what we do for the planet, what we do in our lives, as well as what we do with our mind, our spirit, our soul, so that we can go to a higher realm and transcend. Now, I'm getting something about you, Celeste. Did you lose a pet animal that was very dear to you?
I lost a dog named Pepper. That was my longest. And then I lost another one named Melody.
Okay,
they were both dear. And a parrot. I've lost a few animals, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting it because as I was speaking about your soul and your spirit, they came in. Animals will often talk to me. So they came in and caught me for a minute. Their energies are very vibrant around you, so they just want to embrace you. You're a friend to animals. I want you to know
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Every animal just loves me.
They do. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought, you're 26, so you're moving through life. Have you ever thought of working with animals on any level?
I did think of it a while back, being like a marine biologist or something like that. But I'm kind of swayed away from that in my older, you know, the past 5 years I've kind of been looking into other stuff.
That's okay. I just want to know if I could trace your life and find the vibration where you considered that. And I congratulate you for that because marine biologists, God knows we need them because our planet is so hurting so bad and our oceans and our animals, our mammals, our fishes are all in stress mode for the most part, except isolated places and we see the beauty therein. But we have great turmoil now on our planet, and so I'm glad that at least you're socially aware. That impresses me about your energy. Now, the other thing, Celeste, is that I feel there's been some hurt in relationships, so you've gone through that zone. I'm getting somebody like named Dee or David around you that could have been in the past journeys of your life. Any David?
Oh. Instead of D, could it be G?
Well, it's a variation, but tell me what because you're adjusting my lettering, but let me see what you're saying.
My ex was, everybody called him G, but his name was Ryan.
And so that was a turpful relationship that was lost?
Yeah, but it was years ago. I mean, it was 10 years ago. You know, when I was like 13, 14, but just young love. I'm trying to think of David.
Not a lot of go searching. Anybody with a motorcycle around you that drove a motorcycle?
When I was younger, my dad had motorcycles.
Yeah.
My mom's boyfriend has a motorcycle.
Okay, so there's motorcycles around you, so I'm starting to read into your journey of relationship is what I'm starting to go into, and I'm starting to move deeper into that. Your dad, did he suffer through any health problem?
He's bigger, you know. He's still here, but he's overweight.
Well, that's what it is, Celeste. I'm a little bit concerned. He's got an impending health problem going on. And who just changed their hair color recently? A different...
Well, I've been thinking about changing my hair color. I'm sure somebody, around so many people.
No. For the brevity of time, it's where I'm going with you. Do you know anyone that ever had a hair salon or a beauty parlor?
Well, my friend Michelle just opened a tan to you business where she sprays people, but I don't talk to her much. Oh, my friend Christina does hair.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with these zones where I'm picking up on things that's having something to do with just reading you currently, because you're a compounded person. Your master number is one, so there's a base level of one, which has a little bit to do with real estate. You're 26 years old. I do predict you're going to be having a home in your lifetime, and I do predict you're going to be having a marriage. So if you're interested in a marriage, children, that kind of thing, I do predict that you're going to be grounded like in a real estate energy where you'll be getting married, having children. I'm seeing two other people around you. Do you have siblings?
I have one brother. I am married right now.
There we go. So because I'm feeling marriage around you. Now you're coming in and validating as a fact, because I'm feeling marriage around you. So we just kind of tweak it a little bit to validate that sense of marriage that I'm getting with you. There is going to be children. You do have a brother. I do see two children ultimately in your life then.
It's funny, the past couple times I've talked to anybody, they keep mentioning these two children, two souls are waiting or something.
Yeah, there is going to be two children. They may be stopped a little bit because there may be something, what I call deem as your second chakra. There may be something in there that's having to be adjusted in terms of time and space and everything like that. So I don't want to get into too much detail over the radio about that second. That would be your sexual reproductive chakra, about any problems therein. But I've got to move on to the next person. So you're going to be having children. There is going to be a career shift there. I don't have time to go into more. It's a little frustrating because when I get the cue to move on, I've got to obey it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Well, maybe I can catch you again and go deeper into the career because I'm really interested.
I would
take
down his number and give him a call for a reading. I think it would be great benefit to you.
If somebody calls you a second time on Blog Talk, do you take them for a second time?
Calling back in today is not going to work. There are almost 20 people.
Oh, no, not today or anything, like in a week or a month or a couple of months.
Guys, hello. We have a radio show that we do twice a week. So you can look up our radio show. That's the Neil Baker Psychic Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can, of course, call the show, or you can call Neil directly. You know, it's tough to get into the depth of a reading on a radio show. These are sample readings. Going into a full reading, you're going to get much more information, much more depth, and, you know, that's just how it works. But you're always welcome to call, of course.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Frustrating as heck, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it always is, Barbara. Even on our radio shows, we get frustrated. You know, people like us, we want to give so much, and then, you know, limitations just...
Unfortunately, when there's a time clock ticking and there's so many people waiting, you know, if there weren't a long queue, I'd just say, go for it. But you got a lot of people here. We've got Tina in South Carolina. Hi, Tina. This is Neil and Kristen.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Tina.
Everybody? Hey. Well,
hey, Tina, what's
my name is 129-77.
There's another 11. That's crazy. Okay. Yes, Tina. 312. I was just commenting on the 11s that are coming through in most everybody's birth date. 10s and 11s. Tina, what's your question?
I just want a general, whatever you pick up. But I guess career, or job or whatever.
All righty.
Yeah. Well, Tina, you're 36 and your master number is 9 by 36, so this is the element of change, Tina.
Uh-huh.
You're going through a change this year. I mean, you're actually 37.
Yeah.
You're going to be 30.
I think 2 weeks or maybe another week. Yeah.
Yeah. This is where the tail end of your energy starts to change. You have a very nice speaking voice, so there could be, I mean, you could have been an announcer. You have a very nice, sweet melody in your voice. Have you ever done anything with your voice, singing or anything, even casually?
What I have when I was a teenager, I used to do a little bit of public speaking, and it seemed like I could command the audience. And I spoke in front of some influential people too, so but not a lot, but just enough, and just people just really responded to my voice. But I never really took it nowhere because I have a shy complex.
Well, that's something you can work through. But not that this would be your purpose in life, but you have a wonderful voice, and the fact that you did public speaking and spoken with some influential people, you know what that was? That was the lingering shadow of what you did in a past life. You were a great public speaker, and you did a lot of announcement. And one time you covered a major event that was filled with catastrophe. And you covered it, and you were there at the scene of the event. So you're a person that might, as you go, I mean, you're going to be 37, but have you ever been witness to any accidents? Have you ever been on the scene of an accident in this lifetime?
Yes, I saw it right there, right at the second. The car went up in the air and flipped 3 times and landed on the ground, flipped another 5 times. Child, I was just like, what? Yes, but yes.
You know, I've never been in it. I'm in my 60s. I've never seen a car flip through the air, and I drive and I do everything. The reason you were there and saw that car flip was because in the molecules of your soul was a person who was always on the scene of a crime, and you reported it. And you were a person that conveyed information from one link to another. Our reporters are very important because they're great human forms that inform the public. And you, in a past life, Tina, did this, you see. And so those lingering energies, when we come back to the planet, we get to capture even the last drops of past lives, more or less the bigger emotions of our past lives. And that part is in you. Are you also an aunt to anybody? Do you have any nieces or nephews?
No, I got all the kids in the family. Well, in my immediate family, my nuclear family.
So you have children?
I have children, yes.
Okay, so because I was picking up children around you, and so I got to just slightly tweak it over to it's your blood. Because I was just seeing all these children around you, and I don't know, it's very strange. So I got to move it from being a aunt to children to actually being the mother, because I'm getting like 4 around you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, 4?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting. Let me tell you something that's interesting, Tina. You were once an aunt to one of your children. So this means that as we move backward in time, one of your children was the child of a sibling, and it's moved forward. Now, one of those siblings in that lifetime was killed, and you took on the guardianship of the child. So it means that there could be one sibling that's a little bit problematic. It could be depression. It could be some degree of medication they're on. Is there anybody in your immediate family that is suffering from depression, has any medication problems?
Yeah, and that actually makes a lot of sense, what you just said. A lot of sense. A lot of sense, what you just said. Mm-hmm.
So as we move into a reading and we start to go deep into the fabric of cosmic consciousness, we start to unravel facts that lead us to the reality that we're just not here once. We've been here many times. And so you have a certain journey now at the age of 37 and a certain responsibility. I'm also getting teaching. Who's the teacher in the family?
My mother, she went to get her teaching, but her teaching certificate, but was railroaded by another teacher. You know, they're supposed to sign off on your certificate before you become a teacher or something like that. And a lady didn't like her and messed her career up. But my mother was the actual teacher.
Yeah. So as I move forward, even in my dialogue, I'm suddenly held captive by another validation. Mm-hmm. And so as I move forward into giving you a reading, I start to feel the theme of teacher, and you go to your mother. So here I'm looking at a human being that has a deep, enriching history from past lives with members of your family.
Mm-hmm.
See? So I don't know how much time we've got. We have to move on. But
we probably should keep it moving. I apologize. We've got to move on.
Yeah.
We've got to move on.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
For
Sorry
Tina.
About that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got a message from one of our people in a private message. You know, our friend that cooks Indian food, Gigi, they don't want their name mentioned. She's asking about a dream. I don't know if we can really answer the question now, but I told her I would email her on this, okay? So
yeah.
I just want to let her know that that's going to be done. Alrighty, Barbara?
Okay. I have you, the next lady is going to be very interesting for you, actually for me too, because I read her now and then, and she is always unusual and a delight. So, hi, Queen, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm very happy to hear the way you brought me forward. That was mighty sweet of you, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'm turning you over to Kristen and Neil, and I think you're going to be delighted.
So do I. Thank
you. All right. Hi.
Hi. How are you both doing?
We're doing well, thank you. And where are you calling from? Did we get that information? Did I not hear it?
No, it wasn't said. Heaven.
Okay, and your birth date, please.
5/23/48.
5/23/1948. Just forgive us, we're in the midst of changing phones. Our battery's blinking. I don't know, we're on these phones, and so let me just switch over so I don't hear this blinking. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Hopefully this phone will be a little bit kinder to us. Okay, 5/23/1948.
That's correct.
20, you're 32/5. Now, your master number is 5, so there we have the throat chakra, the vocal chakra. So would you have that first of all? Have you ever written any poetry at all, Queen?
I have, and I am in the process of doing more.
Yeah. Because I'm getting poetry around you. Isn't it beautiful that as I look at your energy, I get a burst of the noun poetry, the action term poetry, the flow of words and thoughts and impressions, observations that can actually be compiled into a book, published or self-published, doesn't matter, that can help to lend color to the expression of your life. So that's the first thing. So I want you to know that poetry is an impact.
All right.
On how you put energy out. It's the ball you throw in this lifetime, the disc that you throw into the air. And I think it's something that has to do with a little bit of bird flight. So there's this essence of celestial birds around you, which means that there is a radius of angelic energy around you. Now, you know, your name is Queen. I'm not trying to assimilate or connect you your name to some kind of metaphorical expansion of thought, but
oh, I come from heaven.
Well, Yes. Many of that's true. And I often talk about, and people get this word wrong, I often talk about fallen angels, because fallen angels are sometimes deemed as Satan's troop of angels. But fallen angels are somehow gracefully placed upon the planet from a higher place. And they're here. Fallen angels can be Martin Luther Kings and Gandhis and Christs and Buddhas, because they have a graceful connection to a higher realm. So you have that zone going with you. Now, did you go through a dramatic change, 48, 58, 68, 78, in 1980, any divorce impact, any loss? Do you have a parent that crossed over?
I'm thinking more so a move. Could have been a death as well, but leaving a place I had lived in for a long time. So that's what I'm remembering.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because in the more of the esoteric interpretation of language, that was a loss. You moved, and that was the move away from a past life. I'm also getting a lot of American Indian around you. I don't know why, but there's something to do with the core essence of some kind of wilderness energy around you.
I live in the wilderness, so to speak, and I have some of blood of that. And I was just given a blanket spiritually just the other day. One was put on my shoulders, the Native Americans. I was, that's good.
Yeah. The reason I'm picking up on it, Queen, is because in reading you, I have my guide, I have your guide, I have a team of angels. We're all grouped together. This has nothing to do with my ego. This has to do with the great conversation of the cosmos. A good reader doesn't have an ego. A good reader is just a channel. That's all I am. There's nothing meritable about what I do. What's significant about what I do is that I'm just a vehicle that communicates higher knowledge. And so that Native American subject that you're validating shows me in a deeper picture the depth of where you come from. Because even though you're an angel, you're also a graceful human being that once walked the plains. You live in the wilderness, but the wilderness is also called in biblical fashion the cosmos. When they said that Jesus went out into the wilderness, he didn't travel 30 feet into the desert to talk to somebody. He went out of his body into that great, great sphere of cosmic energy. And so it's called the astral realm in our terminology. And so you have looked at the buffalo. You have looked at the bird. You have looked at the wolf and the bear. And somebody that was subject to that past life came in to share with you a reminder of your roots. So even though angels are rootless, human beings have temporary roots. We're born on the planet. Wherever we walk, we have invisible roots that we implant on the earth, that we're forever uplifting. So there's a nomadic quality about ourselves. There's a depth about your energy, you see. And so that goes deep into the realm of where you come from. Music, vibration, tone, drum beat are all the things that will awaken you as you move forward in life, even in your subconsciousness, in your sleep.
That was beautiful. I'm very grateful. I'm very humbled. You brought me to my knees in my humility, and you said wolf and the bear when the blanket was put on me. I was at the wolf and the bear's chat room, so that's right on. I'm a dancer. I've studied a lot of dance, but traditional West African dance with the drum, and there was something else I wanted to validate, but. Doesn't matter. Yes, that you spoke of me in the realm of the Christ and Gandhi and Martin Luther King. I'm like, thank you very much. I appreciate what you have given to me more than you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I have a deep set connection with the African American energy and the West African energy. I have a deep, deep heartfelt connection, so appreciate that too.
Oh, it was good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much, Queen. I'm so glad you called, and you are always an honor and a pleasure to have here.
Well, thank you for being there, and it is always my honor to receive from your offerings.
Take care now and have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too.
Okie dokie. Another cool lady coming on here. I have to tell you, you've reached across the ocean. This one's Rihanna from the United Kingdom.
Hi, sure? Rihanna.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Kristen. Hi. Neil.
R-I-A-N-A. And I've been watching you in chat, so. I think we know your master number, but we're going to give Neil your birth date.
Yes,
so
I will do.
It's the
4th of February, 1949.
Okay. 16. Yep.
29, 11, 2.
Right, yeah. She was mentioning she was compounded in the chat.
Compounded, yeah.
So it's a 2, not an 11. She had mentioned 11 in the chat. Do you want to explain why we reduce the compounded numbers?
Yeah, that's right. We have to reduce it, Rihanna, to a solid number. So you're actually compounded, meaning 29, 2 plus 9 equals 11, 1 plus 1 equals 2. The compounded factor comes in the way that we have to reduce it 2 times.
Right.
And right now you are 64 years old.
Yes.
Oh. 64 years old is a wonderful age. It takes the third eye and it groups it with the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful age. Because what God is saying at that age is, what is your third eye? What is your omniscience? What is your intellect and your cosmic consciousness come to at this point in life? And have you been able to balance the areas of your life so that you can feel firm and connected and zoned into an area where you have equilibrium.
Yes.
At 64, we're supposed to kind of have it together. We're supposed to say, okay, we're centered now in the middle of life, essentially, well, a little bit over, but now we've got it. Now we can be seniors, we can be seers, we can be mentors. That's the age when it really starts to kick into gear.
Mm-hmm.
On the level of accuracy and the expectancy of the highest vibration of life. Your zone, Rihanna, comes from, to get there has been a struggle.
Yes.
But as you move forward in life, you ultimately found a sense of balance that could have been derived by an allusion to water. There's a lot of water around you.
Mm.
Now, water comes in the way of the moon for a female because the moon is so connected to the water and the tides. And most females have moved through the moon. They're conditioned to the moon. Their rhythms are by the moon, where the men are lacking that, unless they're really in touch with their feminine side. So that element is real important. The only curiosity is that the rhythms of your moon have combated with the rhythms of your past lives, which brings in great challenges for you.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been great challenges for you to find this rhythm and to reconnect to the heartbeat of your femininity in terms of being balanced. So it becomes a little difficult passage, meaning divorces, estrangement, turmoil, that kind of thing, where it wasn't just a harmonious upbringing, but one that was kind of subject to not the greatest pieces to the puzzle of life.
True. True. Yes.
So then, it's so far true. Good.
Yes.
Then what I get is, it was an impact to the eyesight. Was there any challenge to your eyesight? Do you wear glasses? Anything with one eye?
I wear glasses for reading. That's about it, really.
That's about it, really. And
yeah.
Were any concussions with either you or an immediate family member? Anybody ever knocked out and had a concussion?
My mom has had a fall and was taken ill. Oh, she was in hospital beginning of last year. She's quite poorly at the moment, actually, but she's getting on in years. She's rather frail. But, yes, she actually encountered from that enterocolitis, so a virus of the brain. So, yes, it's had quite an effect on her. Mm.
Okay, so what I want to do, because I'm picking up that vibe, I'm going to put angels around your mother so that her life on Earth can be as long as it can be, and that her liftoff from the planet can be accompanied by angelic forms that just lift her to the highest realm when that time should come. I just want to bring angels into energy. I do see candles or angels around you. Have you ever burned candles for any ritualistic purpose?
I work with the angels. I'm an intuitive angel card reader and a Reiki practitioner, so I work with them very closely, yes.
Rihanna, I'm validating from my standpoint as a psychic that angels are telling me that they recognize you as an authentic member of the community.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
My
mother-in-law had concussion as well, bless her. So we've had quite a year. In 2013 was quite a year with both our mothers, my husband's and mine. So
I understand.
Spot on there as well.
Let me tell you something before we go to the next reader. Angels have told me to inform you that you're a member, that they validate your faith, they validate your purity and your attempt to be the best person you can be, so they have your name in their book.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you very much. It's been such an honor to receive this blessing and reading from you, Neil. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks
you're
calling,
welcome.
Rihanna.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Can you mute me, darling?
Oh, I can absolutely mute you, yes.
Thank you, and I'll end.
Okay. Mute, I can do that. We've got a number of people that have been bounced around a little bit, and I want to make sure I get them on because they've been waiting for, a little over an hour now. Let me see, where'd she go? Oh, she dropped off again. Okay, well, I will continue to watch for the ones that get bopped around. Okay, we got Sharon in Georgia. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon. Hi.
Hi. Yes.
You're on.
I had said it was Karen, but I go by Wanda.
You're Wanda? On with Neil and Kristen.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to see if I could just get a general reading.
Oh, okay. Wanda, where are you calling from, you said?
Georgia. From Georgia.
Have we spoke with you before? I'm remembering you, I think.
I don't know.
Your birthday?
It's 6669.
I'm sorry, what is it?
6669.
6669. The birthday isn't familiar, but the name is. But, okay, 12, 22. What's your question? What a compounded.
Well, Neil was doing the general readings, and so that's what I'm, past life and all that's very interesting to me. I don't know if he can, whatever he can pick up or you all can pick up.
Wanda, there's a lot of smoke around you. That might be celestial smoke, but let me ask you a question. In this lifetime, have you ever done any cigarette smoking?
No.
There's smoke around you. Anybody in your family had any lung problem?
My father, he smoked a lot, and my mother did too at one time.
Your father smoked a lot. Did your father cross over?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm getting a message from your father.
Okay.
I'm getting a message from your father. That's the first thing that crossed over. He smoked a lot and he crossed over. I'm seeing a lot of puppies and dogs. Did you have dogs in your family?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of dogs, so he's starting to make a connection. Now, anybody in the family ever own a gun? Is there any possession of a gun anywhere in the family?
Yes.
So I'm getting the gun zone from the father who's crossed over. He's saying hello to you. I love you. I care about you. He's just giving me vibrational energy. And he says something about, I'm sorry. Did he ever hurt your feelings? Was there an episode there?
He wasn't really much in my life.
Yeah, so he was a little distant.
Yes.
Wanda, he apologizes.
Yes.
He's gone over on the other side, and he's looked at his mistakes. And with great regret and great tears, he said, what did I do wrong as a human being? My ego got in the way of everything. So he tells you from the other side, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry for that. So he just wants you to know on a bloodline that message, and he asked me to deliver it to you. I'm also getting somebody with a tattoo somewhere. Where's the tattoo coming in?
A tattoo. My ex-husband had a tattoo.
Your husband had a tattoo. Did he leave? Did he cross over, divorced?
Oh,
what?
No. Let me see. Tattoo. Maybe my father had a tattoo.
Okay, maybe your father. And is your husband still present?
Yes, my ex-husband, yeah. He's got a tattoo, and he's still living, that ex-husband, yes.
Yeah, but there's an estrangement, meaning there's a divorce. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting that a little bit. Do you currently have an animal in your home, a cat or anything?
Yes, I have a German Shepherd.
Yeah, I'm getting an animal in the home. Does that German Shepherd ever chase cats, or does he bark at cats, or is he just a docile animal?
No, he likes to chase cats and raccoons.
Yeah, I'm getting that animal. That dog has a spiritual connection to you.
I feel that.
And for some reason, he's sitting by the fireplace. Do you have a fireplace in your house?
No.
Well, he's sitting by the, okay, so in his mind, he's sitting by the fireplace with smoke. So I don't know what that means yet. I'm getting smoke. Was there any fires in your whole life, any home fires, mild or otherwise?
Actually, a couple of, maybe about a week ago, my office almost caught on fire, but I caught it in time.
Okay, that's where I'm connecting it to, because the office, in a drama, imagine this, Wanda,
mm-hmm.
The office was the location of a past life home.
Oh.
You've come back to the planet, home is gone, now it's your office, and you're a new individual with a past life connection to the location. In the past life connection where your office was, where there was a home, a house burnt down.
Okay.
The journey of that has now surfaced into a near fire in your office. That's what it means. So I want to tell you that where your office was once a home.
Okay.
And there's something to do with insurance currently. Are you doing anything currently with insurance policies?
I do insurance. I'm an insurance agent.
Yeah, that's what I got. So I just see insurance policies all around you.
Yes.
Okay, so there's our validation. I'm sorry, I've got to move on. I'm a slave to time.
You're awesome.
And did your brother? Okay, that's all I need to know. We got the fire. We got the German Shepherd. I'm taking notes too. German Shepherd, and then we had the tattoo, and your insurance policy, and maybe the fire in the house. And you had German Shepherd.
Okay,
I think we got it all.
All right.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Wanda.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
you're going to be in need of time to put your feet up when you're all done with here. We've got Francis in Denver. Hi, Francis. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you guys?
Doing well. You're on with Kristen and Neil.
Francis, is that right?
Francis. Francine, Francine.
Ah, okay, thank you.
And then 82470.
Eight
82470. And I want to, my insight is looking more into the future when I'm going to get this business going or make enough income to get out of my current occupation on this new venture I like with my cosmetics.
82470, correct?
82470.
Keep out every time you hear the birthday. So just slowly, please. 82470.
Correct.
All right. Go
okay,
ahead.
Francis, Francine.
Francine.
Okay, Francine, to get to the future, I want to ask you about the year 2001.
Okay, the move to Colorado.
Was there a shift around the age of 31? Did you go through a change right in that precise point?
Just a move to Colorado. Location.
That's all I need to know. So that's a validation for me. I've got 11 years that I'm working with on a symbol. In your cosmetic business, if we take a journey hence backward to 11 years, were you interested in cosmetics then?
No, I was just in the survival mode.
In a survival mode. So I got to move forward. You were in a survival mode. Survival mode. Did you go through any kind of divorce or anything?
No. Never married.
Never married. I see. Were your parents divorced?
Yes.
Okay, so that's where I'm collecting the divorce element. We have a cosmetic mode. I see two people around you. Did anyone ever want to do any partnership with you on this?
Not. I haven't seen anything. It's barely getting going. I'm waiting for some funds to come from the sale of my property to go.
Okay, so that's where the kind of element of partnership comes in, because it's contingent on a sale of something. So that sale of something, I think, is going to come through. Now, what I'm getting somewhere, and I don't want to probe too much into your privacy, so you can keep figures to yourself, but I'm seeing a figure somewhere that wraps itself around $240,000. I don't know if that has to do with a property or if there's any other motion that you could apply that to, but that sum seems to be vibrating somewhere.
Okay. It could be an inheritance.
Does that make any sense yet? Francine?
Yes, it could be an inheritance too coming within soon as well.
So the inheritance moves close to that figure possibly?
I think maybe an initial first settlement part of that, perhaps.
Okay, so as I'm looking at that, because that's where the, quote, partnership comes in, because your business is contingent on a kind of partnership that's moved or morphed into elements of money and real estate and things like this, home and inheritance. So that's the, quote, partnership that is combining with your energy. So I think that it's going to come through. You're eventually going to, you're supposed to blossom in this area. So it's an ultimate destiny for you to reach and just have some karmic things to get through. And there's someone named Sue or Sally or Celine or something like that with an S that is going to be pertinent to your future journey. Real quickly, did you ever know anyone with that name?
No. Oh, yes, Sue, yes. I knew, well, yes, but that was a not a good parting. And that was way back several years ago.
But it's a validation to me, so don't worry about whether it's positive or negative. It's
okay.
Just my validation to help establish what I'm predicting for your future, which is has some good energy coming up.
Okay.
All righty. Francine, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. Goodness, we have so many people here. Okay, we've got Holly in California. Hi, Holly, how's it going?
Hello, everyone. My birthday is 10/25/1964.
Hi, Holly.
Hi.
3/8/18/28/10/1. One, two, three, four, five of our, half of our callers have been compounded today.
Yeah, half a club.
And there's so little time to talk about the meaning of compounded energy, 10s and 11s.
Do you want
to
share something about compounded energy?
No, let's
really
go ahead with the callers. No, that's okay. But lots of 10s and 11s in the birth dates and in the master numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, Kristen. Holly, oh boy, you're 49 years old, and
yeah,
I love that.
Well, you know, your energy has got some really interesting things going on in it. You're compounded, so you're an old soul. You have an extension of karma going on that could result in some kind of conflict in a relationship, a divorce. There might have been some family difficulties that you went through. There might have been some uprootedness, or there might have been a lot of moves and dislocations.
Yes.
So that's why I'm going, oh, boy. And, wow, aren't I the lucky guy that I've got to wrap up all this stuff in like 5 minutes. I'm so impressed that I have to rush through a lifetime and reduce it into a little tiny bubble of, like a soap bubble that's about to pop in my hand. This journey, Holly, you see, you actually came from a past life of migrant workers. I believe that you were we're not a past life. So there were migrant workers, the Dust Bowl, just that whole John Steinbeck Grapes of Wrath kind of thing you went through. And you were a child then, and there you were running along the plains in your bare feet in that long dress. And you love the animals, you love the squirrels, but you had a hard life.
Uh-huh.
And that journey, you grew up, you became an old lady, and you died. And basically, it was a life of hardship. But but somehow you kept your hand on God, and you kept your faith, but not quite to the place that you transcended the planet. There was something about the earth that you wanted to come back and find some pleasure in without the extent of turmoil and stress. But in coming back, you also have to experience the turmoil and stress that you collected along in your journeys, you see. So all that stuff started to formulate and become an energy that is still in your lifetime that you had to get through. But now, here you are at the age of 49, and when we look at your energy, you see 28 times 2 would be 56. So between 49 and 56, you're on this journey of climbing towards a place where you're going to actually have a revelation. So at 56, you're going to have a great revelation about life, and it's going to impact you, and it's going to change your life. This coming up story. So between now and that age, which is roughly about 7 years, you got to quickly start to work through this energy, Holly. And in that regard, who was the person that had either the piano or the guitar around you in your upbringing?
I'm not sure right now.
You're not sure right now. Is there any music around you currently?
Not that I know of.
Well, I'm telling you, a guitar, piano, it's coming in. Now, it may come in on a kind of strange fashion. Anybody ever named Philip in your life?
No.
Okay, I'm in your future. I'm in things yet to be.
Okay.
So I'm in your future. And so I'm trying to divine from the future how to carry it into your current consciousness. But if you can take notes about what I'm saying, when you catch up to the future, which will not then be the present, you'll know what I have what I'm speaking of. So there's something in there that, however obscure it may be to your current mind, it's going to have an impact as you approach. Around the age of 32, 33, quickly, was that a change in your life? Did you move? Did you do anything differently? Was there anything in the educational thing?
Gosh, I'm not sure. Sorry.
Okay, that's okay.
I move
okay.
A lot.
Your mind's a fog.
Yes.
Your mind's a fog a little bit. Any alcoholism in the family?
All over the family. I probably
okay,
stopped drinking around 32.
Yeah. Okay, so I found it for you. I'm clarifying
you.
Your mind. One thing that we psychics have, and I'm sure Barbara will agree with me and Kristen, that we can look at the fog of a human being's life, and with a little bit of investigation, we can help to be advocates to clear energy and still give the human being that we're talking to the power to own their change.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm doing as I'm speaking to you in this individual reading is I'm asking angels to clear the agenda, the karma of alcoholism from your life, from your karma, from your experiences.
Yes.
So we can have enlightenment come in and a fresh approach to the forthcoming journey that you're going to be experiencing, which I feel very positive about, Holly.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
All right, Holly, thank you.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Thanks for calling, Holly. You're doing a
fairly
good job.
How are we doing, Barbara?
Here.
Are we a little bit better through these?
No, there's still about 15 people in the queue. We will not get to everybody, but hang on, people. You never know. Some people may have given up and hung up and stuff like that. We've got Shannon in Texas. Hi, Shannon. How are you doing? You're on with Neil and Kristen.
How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
Good. What's your birth date, Shannon?
My birthday is 3/29/74.
11 again. 11 and 11. Neil, talk about 11 real quick, because they're coming up so much, the 10s and the 11s. Obviously, we know that 0 indicates a loss of energy, so it could indicate a past life, suicide, death, 11s.
Why don't you talk a little bit about 11? Just please, just say something about 11 from what you know about 11.
All right. Well, 11 obviously reduced is 2, and it corresponds to the second chakra. When 11s appear in birth dates as well as 10s, they can indicate trouble. So they must be navigated around carefully. And many of the callers have the energy of 10s and 11s in their birth dates, whether it's in their karmic number and master number or in, you know, the sum of their year or day, 29, 74. Shannon's got it twice here. So that can present challenges. Neil,
that's right.
Go ahead.
That's right. And some people will say that 11s are positive energies. Well, they are positive, but in my experience in the study of psychic numbers, they do bring on a turmoil.
9/11, folks?
Yeah, 9/11.
Which
and
reduces to 11, 9/11, 9/10/11, 2.
Correct. Now, Shannon, you're 39 years old. At 35, 4 years ago, you had a change in life that might have been in the relationship department, but it brought about a different agenda and a transfixation of your mind into more of a spiritual realm. So do you recall around the age of 35 making a change, and did any money come in around that time or the loss of money?
35? Probably not 35, probably a few more years. Probably like 33.
Well, that's okay, because your master number is 8. It's not divisible by 35, so there's a 2 or 3 difference, 32 to 35. So we can go along with that. And what happened at that point?
Well, you're saying lost money because I had lost my job.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where the energy is. The idea of getting a master number and a karmic number, 8, is not divisible. 35 is not divisible by 8. So even though your life goes in increments of 8, it's not divisible by 8. So at 35, you have another set of 8 going on. So therefore, that's why at 32 approximately, 32 to 33, because you were born in March, so there's a 9-month window, that you had this loss of job, and I felt a loss of money. So that came about there. So now we got that problem. That was in the past. Any damage in this lifetime to any of your hands? Did you ever have a broken finger, a broken arm, an arm in a sling?
In this lifetime, yeah, I had it. My thumb is damaged. It's been like that probably, I want to say, about 20 years now.
Yeah. So that, you know, your thumb being damaged, the reason I got that, Shannon, is because I traveled quickly into what I call the wilderness myself, and I traveled into a past life to see that you had damaged, you had lost that finger in a past life, and in this lifetime, the journey of that lost finger has now continued its storyline into your current situation with that thumb, that problematic thumb that I was picking up on. But it's a link to a past life scenario. I'm getting a David about a David with you. Did you ever know a David? I know it's a common name, but just look around your life. Any David?
No.
Ah, then the David, forgive me because I'm not wrong, I think the David is in the future. The David's coming in from the future. Did you ever have to engage the professionalism of an attorney for any reason?
No.
Well, there's an impending lawsuit that I'm getting worried about, concerned about. Any car accidents in this lifetime?
I was actually in one probably 2 months ago, but it wasn't my fault. It was the lady's fault. She was texting.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's just my form of validation, because when I'm talking to a person and they're not quite connecting to what I'm saying, I quickly go to a shelf where I know I'm accurate, and I pull the energy out, and I saw the car accident. Now, was your car damaged in that accident? Was it? Did it have to be towed or anything?
No, it was just damaged a little, but it's already fixed.
Okay, so we got to keep moving on. But I want you. Here's what I got to do with you, Shannon. I'm going to put a blessing around your driving energy, because I can see that you're being assaulted. Somebody came and hit you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put a protective energy around your car and your driving. Is there a demand on your driving now? Do you have to do a lot of driving in your life?
No, just my partner does.
Oh, your partner does. Oh, and now I'm getting into a deeper element, a deeper fold of energy. And I'm concerned about the partner energy. So I can't go into great depth on this, but what I can do in a quick fashion is just put an energy of safety around your partner's driving, because I think there's a connectedness there. So are you talking about partner in terms of emotions or in terms of business?
Emotion.
Yeah. So that's where the zone's coming from. So that opens up a whole arena about a past life you have with this person. And that's where I've got to look at, Shannon, in terms of putting a protection around that energy. Do you ever drive in the car together?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be putting an energy out. Don't worry. I don't want to leave you with fear or paranoia. I'm reducing that to a safety level. All you got to do is drive defensively, tell your partner to, and I think things are going to be fine. Also, there's a bakery somewhere nearby where there's a bakery. I don't know what it is, but I want you to keep that footnote there about a bakery. I can't go into any more detail. I'm sorry for the mystery.
Well, I'm sure she'll figure it out. It's either that or you're very hungry, Neil. that happens to me often. I will be tuning into people and you know, relatives will put out the fact that they cook a lot and I get extraordinarily hungry because I'm smelling all this wonderful food that is coming out of the readings. Someday I'll have to ask for recipes, but we got to keep going. You've got LaShondra here in Florida. Hi, LaShondra. You're on with Kristen and Neil.
Hi, LaShondra.
How do you spell that?
I would guess Lashronda. Are you there? Hello?
I don't.
No,
guess not. We're going to have to move on. This is another Sharon. Hold on. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Hi,
you're on with
you.
Healing Kristen.
Hi there, Sharon.
Hi,
Sharon,
how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, very well.
What's
your birth date and location, please?
5-17-60.
I mean, 9-11 too. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Another one.
Oh, he said another one.
Well, you're at 29-11 too. So we're kind of like, Chris and I are going, gee, there's a lot of 29-11 twos today. Sometimes people group together in readings like old tribes. And that's just what's going on here.
Nothing.
What?
I just...
Yes.
Whatever you want
to
say.
Okay,
whatever
so
you
it's
guys.
In general.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Sharon, I want to ask you something. Whoever did anything that was connected to modeling or entertainment or the industry, photography.
I did.
Yeah. I'm picking up on you, on a vibration of you. So you did. What did you specifically do in that category?
I was about to do comedy, and some of the lifestyle I just wasn't not willing to participate in it.
With the lifestyle, I see.
Yeah.
Well, the element of your comedic abilities that you wanted to be in comedy, which involves a sense of modeling, because you have to model yourself on stage. You have to be an instrument of gesture as well as content of speech. So that whole element and the photography around it, I'm still feeling, I know you're 53, but I don't think there's ever a time when we're too old to do anything. There's a movie called Nebraska now where the co-star is a woman 84 years old, and her career is still blooming. I don't know if she's been nominated, but she certainly is up there and wonderfully acknowledged in that film. I believe that you still have a journey to do with expression. Now, how that moves through your life is going to be up to you. And whether you know, we have the great world of self-promotion today, because of the internet and the self-publishing and vanity press has all changed its formations of content. So I still believe that there's something in there for you not to give up on. I'm also seeing a lot of photographs. So did you have a parent that's crossed over?
Yes, both of them.
Yeah, because I'm seeing I'm using it in the plural sense, not singular. So I'm seeing these photographs as though your parents were flipping through photographs to show me, to give me some sense that we're here, we're here, we're here. And wherever it's coming from, I keep hearing Nancy or Nan or something, Nanny, Nancy, Nana, I don't know. But that's coming in as I'm speaking to you. I'm getting a scar in the stomach, so I don't know if there's any C-section anywhere, or anybody with a scar in their abdomen, anything along that line?
Yeah, I had 2 C-sections.
Okay, so I'm getting the C-section from you. That's a signal that your parents are saying hello to you.
Aww.
They're saying hello to you. Hello, hello, hello. They're also referring to something about France, so I don't know what France has to do with your consciousness, but there's something to do with French or France.
It'll come to me. Oh, that was my grand, my Aunt Frances. That was my grandmother.
Yeah, okay, so that's coming in. They're coming in. I'm getting a lot of people who have died who are saying, oh, my God, I want to talk to her. I want to say hello to her. Neil, do your best. Say hello to her. Embrace her. Give her kisses. We're here to help celebrate. There's a birth date coming up with somewhere near you, a birth date within 2 months of somebody, not you, but somebody else.
Yeah, the oldest boy's birthday is in next month.
Yeah, so they're just celebrating and acknowledging that form. So in our brief reading today, you're being visited upon by souls that have crossed over that are coming in to celebrate your energy, and they're showing me a lot of birds. So there's going to be some music coming into the home, and I just feel very good about that. There's something in the backyard of something or in the back of something where there's some kind of altar or something to where they also congregate and you can talk to them.
Is that why those birds are always hanging in my backyard?
Yeah. I'm a great advocate of talking to nature and talking to energies, and those birds are there as a vibrational pull from the people who have crossed over.
They love my yard.
Yeah, they love your yard because it's a blessed area. They recognize that animals can see these things, and they group with the spirits. They group with the energy. So it's a blessing to your habitation. It's a wonderful sign. And whenever we get those signals from heaven that birds congregate, maybe farmers won't agree with this, but that's where we get our essence, our heartbeat, and that's a compliment to you.
Oh, thank you. Bluebirds, red birds, love that yard. Thank
you.
Okay. Sharon?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're coming to the close here. I think we're going to take our last one, and then hopefully we'll get a chance to chat just slowly, shortly. If we haven't gotten to you, we have one more, and I do want to hopefully talk to you just a bit before we go off air. So you've got Debbie here. Debbie, you're on with Kristen and Neil.
Oh, thank you so much. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Barbara. My birthday is February 12th, 1963.
Well, you're at 24-6, which is a nice number. It's a nice, vibrant, third eye number, expression, visual energy, creative, outgoing, that kind of thing is very nice. Right now, as we speak, you are 50 years old. So
thank you.
You had that's who cares.
I'm just kidding.
Good. Okay, so 24 years old. You change at 24. So 1987, a change. Did you get a degree in anything, Debbie?
Yes, broadcast journalism.
Yeah, good going. Because I got the degree going. That was a high energy. There's going to be, so that zone is right. And then you had another change of 48, which could have moved you into a whole different field of energy. But around 48, did that happen?
A little bit before that, yeah, I went into a different field.
Yeah. Okay. I
or
may
sales.
The readings have to be so quick that to be exactly precise, it has to be a little bit liberal with my timing. So because I'm doing everything so quick and recessing everything, so that's where the change came in and from journalism, and then I see an impending book. Have you thought about a book?
Yeah, every reading I have, it comes up.
Well, every reading, I don't want to just be another reader. Reading.
No, because I don't. But you're validating it.
Okay, I'm validating it, but you know what, Debbie? Do it. There must be something that you got to show in your great treasure hunt of life when you cross over that you did the book. So do the book.
Well,
I don't
know what it is. I mean, people have told me, but the subject matter is not there. So it amuses me because I think maybe it didn't happen yet that I'm what I'm supposed to write about.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. Start the book on an do a journal on an autobiographical level, if nothing else. At least you can say to the universe, here's the book. I don't care what it is, but here it is. Do a journal and write through your life. If anything comes in through osmosis or divine intervention, so be it. But just do it. At least make it 50 pages.
Okay. That'll
50 to 60 pages.
Start it.
That will start it and get it going in there. And I think that will start the process going because the readings have to be short. But we've got at least some validation going on about the education, the journalism, and all that kind of thing. The broadcaster, that part is important. There's somebody named Rose. There's somebody named Rose in your family. I don't know who the R-O-S-E is.
I have been playing with that as a another name for myself, as a last name.
Oh, it's a past life. So you got to get in touch with this energy. You got to go through dream analysis. You got to go through past life regression. You got to connect because the rose is trying to rebirth itself through your name.
Okay.
Very interesting. It's a continuing story.
My fake last name. It's funny.
I got it. It's not fake. It's a reality trying to speak to you as an echo.
Okay. I know you're going fast, but there's like a funk around me that I don't know if it's like this depression or is there anything you could say about that?
Well, you know, the funk around you, it comes, your energy of being, of having a funk around you and it's current in your energy comes from 1963, which goes into a 10 or a 1, which has a 0 in it, which means that the funk around you comes from a past life fall. You had a past life fall that took you as a child in a past life and is capturing up to you now. So do you have any connection to children in this lifetime?
I don't have any. No.
Did you ever want any children?
Yeah, and I wondered, you know, why that didn't happen for me, but I guess it just wasn't in the cards.
Well, that's part of the link to your funk. We'd have to unravel why it didn't surface. It goes into a deeper reading and analysis basis, and that's because of the loss of the child that comes from a past life, which would help to remove the funk of your current life, but it would have to go into child syndrome in order to start that ball rolling.
Okay. I'd like to call you.
The number is 562-596-7818.
Okay, awesome.
That blog talk radio profile too, and I'll pop it in the chat.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're really good.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank
you. Okay, so you can breathe now. You have
but
everybody terribly. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying I turned blue, and so I'm glad I can start breathing again. That is a nice chakra color.
Yeah, it's a very nice chakra color. You have everybody absolutely, totally so crazy about interrupted numbers and 11s and all sorts of stuff. So I'm sure you're going to have a number of people trying to get a hold of you at compounded numbers. And you know, I would love to have you guys back to do the readings. And next time I'll play with you too. But it does feel like when you go into their birth dates and their numbers, you're getting often different stuff than I would have gotten had I been tuning into their energy. So I've been fascinated as you've been going along saying, oh, that's really cool. It does sort of dovetail into what I would have said, but it comes from a different direction. And you know, that it's kind of fun to, you know, read silently on the side and see just how things dovetail together. It really is quite amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. It is. And as a community of thought, it's wonderful to see all the blendings. It all is a big, big goulash.
Yes, it is. And you know, I am so very blessed that I have, you know, such an amazing group of people that call in for readings and such a great chat room so that, you know, there's a lot going on constantly. And I have to say, it's been such a pleasure. And both of you, I know, worked really, really hard to cram in as much as you could. And I know you're used to doing an hour show, so 2 hours must have been a bit much. But I'm sure you got a whole bunch of people that will be following your show now, too. So that's the good thing.
Yes, very nice to connect with people.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh,
and the
my
window.
Pleasure.
Everything.
Well, Anne, I know Chris is going to get a hold of you and try to drag you onto her show, too. So, and I'm sure that won't take much effort. She has an amazing show. Her show is Curious Times, and it's on every night from 10 to 12. So she has, again, a whole different audience. And so Caroline did say you wanted to get out there, so I have a feeling you're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of show hosts were here today, so I think that you may be a heck of a lot busier than you had anticipated, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
It was totally my pleasure. I'm going to give you guys a chance to sort of breathe deeply for a little bit. I want to thank everybody for being here today, and I'm gonna sort of take us out with some nice calming music so that everybody can kind of let the adrenaline go down and we can decompress just shortly. Thanks so much, everybody. It was an amazing day. Thank you, Jeannie, for doing amazing work with your screening. And Neil and Kristen, it was a total pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.